first, it was NBC's Today Show that got the water cooler moment of the day.
I identify as black.
Yeah, you may already be tired of hearing about Rachel Dolezal, but it's a story that's making news around the globe. A quick recap, Rachel Dolezal's parents are white, but for years Rachel Dolezal let people think she's African-American until last week when her parents told reporters their daughter is white. It's a bizarre story, but it has opened up a wide-reaching discussion about race, even outside our own American media bubble. Danielle Bowler is a columnist in South Africa.
I think it's an incredibly fascinating story. I respond to it as someone who really thinks that blackness is a lived experience that you can't co-op into. But just watching it unfold has been more bizarre. I don't think you could have written a story like this and people would have believed that this could have actually been a real life thing. It's also monopolized the conversations that we're having.
Yeah. And is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think there are important aspects of this story that have curated the conversation around race. But I think that it's important for us to pay attention to other conversations that still need our attention, to stories on the margins that never get told and never get the kind of media attention that we see this story getting.
I imagine South Africa's had its own chapters of kind of racial confusion and self-identification before.
Well, definitely. I mean, one of the aspects that this story highlights for me is the experience of passing during apartheid, and particularly as someone who's of mixed race descent. Mixed race people are a separate racial category in South Africa that we call colored, that as part of the apartheid political project. So it's separate from blackness in South Africa, although connected.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how do you self-identify, colored and black?
I personally self-identify as both colored and black, colored culturally, black racially. But I also, I think, you know, race is such a slippery thing. It's really a messy way to organize people on the basis of.
Rachel Dolezal claims that her identity is complex because she went through the experiences of being black. How do most black South Africans read that comment?
I've seen many, many conversations of this occur on social media where people say, yes, you can identify, and some people say you completely can't. My own opinion of it is that there is a historical experience that transcends from generation to generation that she doesn't have access to, and a particularly experience from birth to adulthood that you cannot opt out of. Some people cannot escape their skin. They cannot opt out of an experience or self-identify as something different. The passing from black to white does not allow the porous borders or the racial mobility that Rachel Dolezal's story does.
And going back to the anti-apartheid struggle, I mean, a lot of the activists were white. They were not trying to pass or be black. They simply opposed white minority rule.
What we saw were a wide variety of white South Africans who were white South Africans and allied to the struggle. And a lot of people are saying that Rachel Dolezal could have done the kind of work that she was doing through being an ally to the black struggle. She did not have to opt into blackness.
I'm just curious, were you, when you first heard about this story about Rachel Dolezal and you started getting the details on it, were you offended by this woman who either passed or self-identified as black?
When I first heard about the story, I wasn't offended. A moment when I thought, you know, life is really stranger than fiction in this instance, because it was almost unbelievable that a story like this exists. I mean, we've got to remember with Rachel Dolezal, she claimed she was born in a teepee. She claimed she lived in South Africa, that she was beaten with what we would call a shambok on the basis of skin color. I still think that we haven't completely spoken it out. But I do think that there are other things that also deserve our attention.
Well, thank you very much for speaking it out with us, Danielle Bowler, columnist in South Africa. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.